Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
It is done, it is done, it is done. Your answers are here this morning. Father, we give you praise because it's done. We say, this morning, your health is established this morning, your jobs are here this morning, hey, your children are here this morning. Take it, receive it, believe it, that it is done. Receive it, believe it, it is done. Jesus, because it's done. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lift up your voice. Let's appreciate God. Let's give Him all the thanks for the answers to our prayers. Let's thank Him. Then shall you call, and I will answer. If you truly believe that God has answered your prayers, you will lift up your voices and you will be thanking Him. Somebody thank this good God. Thank this good God. Thank this good God. God has shown Himself strong all throughout this season of prayer and fasting. Thank Him and thank Him for the answers to your prayers. For the answers to your prayers. For the answers to your prayers. You can even do that in a language of the Spirit. Thank Him and thank Him. Thank Him and thank Him. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. Somebody celebrate God. He has done us well. He has answered our request. Our prayers have been answered. We cried and He heard us. We called and He heard us. We knocked, He opened unto us. Somebody thank Him. Thank Him and 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 thank Him. God help us. He has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Thank Him and thank Him. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the praise.
You have done so much for us. We cannot tell it all. Everybody say we receive our praise. All. If we had 10,000 tongues, there will still will be enough. We say, receive our praise, Jesus. Oh, receive our praise. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Hey, receive our praise.
saints, we say receive. Receive our praise. Receive our praise.
Receive our praise.
Oh God, receive our praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we say thank you. All throughout this period, you have shown yourself strong and mighty. Winners Chapel, Birmingham, we say thank you. You have shown yourself strong, we say thank you. Your strange act, your strange works, we say thank you. The testimonies, we say thank you. For the answers to our prayers, we say thank you. Even for the strength to wait on you, we say thank you. We have come this far by your grace. We are not taking it for granted. Daddy, this afternoon, accept our thanksgiving. Accept our praise. Accept our worship. Once again, we have gathered to hear from you. Lord, let everyone have an encounter with your word. Let everyone be visited with your word. Let your word be sent unto us with our names written on it. Let everyone live here fully restored. Restore to glory. Restore to dignity. All round restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in His presence. I want to appreciate God and His servant in the house for the privilege given unto me to bring unto us the teachings for this very afternoon. We bless God. We are almost there. Are you glad? Should we increase it? 1 more week? 2 more weeks? Well, according to what you say, carry on. If you say 1 week, carry on. You know, God has granted us that grace. Fasting is very good. Somebody say, fasting is very good. Now that you have gone through the 21 days, midweek shouldn't be a challenge. Should Wednesday be a challenge now? It shouldn't be a challenge. Week of emphasis, should that be a challenge? No, it shouldn't be a challenge because you have already overcome. Someone say, I've already overcome. So fasting, always fasting the spirit. Fasting the spirit is a platform for empowerment. But as God's servant was sharing with us during the impartation section, that we need to be very mindful because God has answered our prayers. Be very mindful because God always listens to your thoughts. Mind your thoughts. Mind your thoughts. God hears the prayers you speak and the thoughts that you keep. He hears the prayers. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20. See what the Bible says. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ought, ask or what? Think. So let your thoughts align with what you are confessing. Don't say open door and your mind is saying close door. It will not fly. God is weighing your thoughts. So don't let the devil confuse you. He say, I am strong. By your thoughts, you don't know what I'm going through. You are not going through anything. You have already come out. Let your thoughts align with what God has done for us. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. So mind your thought. He also admonished us that we should mind our actions. Mind your actions. God responds to our actions. He weighs our actions to determine the answers to our prayers. He weighs our actions. Let your actions align with your thought and your words. Begin to see yourself coming on this altar to share your testimony. And start making preparation because God has already done it. Your testimony is already concluded. If they ask you how far, my God has settled me. They don't need explanation from you. Your explanation will not give you anything from them. They will rather confuse you. So they ask you, you don't own anybody's apology. I don't need to explain it to you. If I explain, what can you do? If you can do it, ever since we have been talking about it, you have done it already. Don't let them confuse you. So let your thought, your action begin to align with it. You are challenged? Now see yourself that you are out of that challenge. And begin to take practical steps. And you also warn us, we must mind our words. The words that we speak. God answers what we say after we are afraid. He answers what we say after we are afraid. Look at Numbers 14, verse 28. Numbers 14, verse 28. Numbers 14, verse 28. Say unto them, as surely as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, what will happen? Be very careful. Don't let your mouth cancel the answers to your prayers. Your thoughts, your action, and your words must align with the prophetic word that has gone ahead of you. Your testimony this season will not be corrupted. I said they will not be corrupted. But also want to admonish us that we need to be spiritually sensitive. Talk about spiritually sensitive. Beware of spiritual slumber. Beware. Do you know something? Jesus' temptation came after he has fasted. So fasting does not remove temptation. It empowers us to overcome. So don't say, oh, all the temptations are out of the way. No. They only empower us to overcome. So beware of spiritual slumber. Now your prayer life is up now. Maintain it. Maintain it. Can't you see now that there is peace at home? Can't you see that there is peace in your home? I'm talking to you. If you don't have any peace, that means you didn't fast. The environment is quiet. So a family that prays together, prevail together. They don't fight. Where is the energy now? Maintain that spiritual sensitivity now. That tells you that you can do it. You can go a week without insulting your husband. You can go a week without insulting your wife. These 3 weeks, there have not been any insult. Your choice is power than the anointing. So that means if you set yourself that target, you can make things work for you. Maintain the spiritual sensitivity at home. Can I charge all men? If the fire goes down, it's your fault. Don't allow your wife to be leading. She leading is a compliment. It's a blessing. But you are the one to take ownership of the spiritual environment. And when the environment is very hot, every animal, no matter how strong they are, they fear fire. They fear fire. So if your environment is very hot, the devil notwithstanding cannot enter into the house. Maintain that spiritual sensitivity. We have been praying all throughout. Register it. When God said, I was speaking in the first service, one thing that I just told myself that I need to ensure that the spiritual temple is very hot at home. You come for a visit, you know that this place, there's fire over there. Why? Somebody must consciously take that responsibility. Please, may we all receive grace that this season will not fall. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. Matthew 13, verse 25. Look at what happened when men slept. Matthew 13, verse 25. While men slept, what happened? His enemy came and what? So, don't sleep spiritually. Spiritual slumber is a risk. Don't say, now 21 days is over now. The next fast will be the next year. No. No. Maintain that spiritual fervency. While men slept, the enemy came. But that will not be you. So to stay spiritually awake, one, be consistent on a prayer and fasting altar. Feed daily on the word of God. Feed daily on the word of God. Stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And can I say this thing to shock you? Every one of you. Keep company with spiritually alert believers. Keep company. This season, be very selective. Somebody that will call you on the phone for 2 hours without adding any value. to your life, it's a risk. It's a risk. And meanwhile, you have not even given 5 minutes of prayer for its advancement. And you think God is a partial God. He will only advance those who are advancing his cause. So let's ensure that we maintain that spiritual environment. And I see God helping us in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we are looking at fasting, prayer and fasting, facilitate supernatural restoration. Somebody say supernatural restoration. So God is set to restore all the years that the locust and the canker worm has eaten. You didn't say amen. Amen. All the years that the locust and the canker worm has eaten, God is going to restore them. I say God is going to restore them. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Joel 2, verse 23. Be glad, ye children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. So the rain is made up of the former one, what Paul and Apostle, what they saw, and the latter one, what Christ is said to do in our life. He called the combination the rain. So this season, your destiny will be more glorious. Hear what it says in verse 24. And the floor shall be full of wheat. The fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I have sent among you. So this season, every lost glory will be restored. Every lost glory will be restored. It will not only be restored anywhere that you might have suffered shame. I decree that there will be double restoration of glory. There will be double restoration of glory. Isaiah 61 verse 7. For your shame, you shall have what? Double. Anywhere that you have suffered shame, there will be double restoration of glory. What area that God is going to restore us? God is going to restore your health. He's going to restore your health. Jeremiah 30 verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy womb. Hear me, in this service, anything called sickness will be humiliated. Every attack of the enemy on anyone's life will be humiliated. Not only health, he's going to restore joy. Somebody say joy. God is going to restore your joy. There will be no more downtown in your life again. There will be no time for people to ask what is wrong with you again. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Isaiah 51 verse 11. Isaiah 51 verse 11. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and they shall come singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. That will be your testimony from today. I said that will be your testimony from today. What again is God going to restore? Favor. Somebody say favor. The Lord is going to restore favor unto every one of us. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. Exodus 3, verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass, when you go, you shall not go empty. So whatever they took from you, they will return it hundredfold. Whatever that you have been denied of, they will return it hundredfold. Hear me, this is God speaking to you. I say you are not going back empty-handed. Anything due you will be fully restored. What again is he going to restore? Career. Your career will be restored. They have wrongly accused you. By the time they are coming back to you, they will compensate you. I said they will compensate you. It has happened before. One of the brethren who shared the testimony with me, they had laid him off for about 9 months without any reason of anything coming from him. After the investigation, everything was fully restored to him. Not only the money, they restore him back to glory. Now, the last time he was talking to me, he said, now everybody fear me now. They can't even approach me. Why? When God restores substance, he also restores dignity. Anywhere that your dignity has been tempered in, I decree that it will be fully restored. Hear this. God is going to restore peace. Somebody say peace. He's going to restore peace to every home. This season, there'll be no troubles in home. Every family will be peacefully settled. 2 Peter 1 verse 2. 2 Peter 1 verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 15. And the Lord gave them rest. Rest, 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 run about. That will be your testimony this season. But remember, in this kingdom, it is to everyone according to his faith. It is to everyone according to his faith. All the declaration that has gone forth, it is you to you according to your faith. If you believe, you will encounter God's blessing. In this kingdom, inheritance is promised to all, but manifestation is personal. Inheritance, everybody knows it. But manifestation is what? Personal. It is to you according to your faith. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Be it unto you. So God's promises are guaranteed, but they are only experienced by our faith. By our faith. By our faith. According to the scriptures, expectation is a substance of faith that produces testimonies. Expectation is a substance of faith that produces testimonies. Expectation is a substance of faith that produces testimony. That produces testimony. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. By it, elders obtain good report. So by your faith today, any email that will come into your box will be good reports. Any letter that you receive will be good report. Faith does not wait to see. It believes in order to see. It does not wait. It believes in order to see. So don't wait until you see it. In the realm of the spirit, things have shifted in your favor. I said they have shifted in your favor. I said they have shifted in your favor. So whatever God has promised this season, open door, no devil will tamper with it. Faith does not deny facts. It declares God's truth over the facts. It does not deny it. The challenge is there. But faith says you are more than that. The issue is there. But faith says you are overcomer. That your health is being challenged. But faith says he took your infirmity. So it does not deny it, but it celebrates God's word above that issue. Any negative issue over your life, today they'll be rewriting good for you. Anything they have declared concern you negatively, it will be reversed. Hear this. According to scriptures, restoration of our glory is the will of God. It's the will of God. It's the will of God to restore you. God is in a hurry to restore you today, not tomorrow. Somebody, the first phone call you'll be receiving tomorrow will be congratulations. Oh, it didn't sound like you. God is in a hurry to restore us. Look at 2 Peter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter 1 verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Somebody say all things. His divine power has given, that is past tense. It has already been given. So God is in a hurry to restore you. I pray any shame and reproach is eroded away. Why? Look at Colossians 1 verse 27. Colossians 1 verse 20 said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Who is inside you? Who is inside you? And what are you expecting? What are you expecting? So no more shame again. No more shame again. No more shame again. No more shame again. But it takes empowerment. Somebody say empowerment. To subdue the enemy and to recover what has been stolen.
It takes empowerment. That is why this season has been very profitable. Because whatever that has been stolen will be fully restored. It takes empowerment. What empowerment involves? Spiritual power. Somebody say spiritual power. Behold, I give unto you all power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing. Somebody say nothing. Somebody say nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing shall by any means what? Hurt you. You have entered into the hurt-free zone. Every snap of the enemy, they will fall into it. Spiritual authority. Look at Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now, the power is in whose hands? It's in Jesus' hand. Now, look at Colossians, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Look at the correlation now. Matthew 28, 18, all power is given unto Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Let's see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Now, let's read it together now. Let's go. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom. And Christ is resident in you. So what do you carry now? And what do you carry again? What do you carry? Power. What do you carry? Wisdom. What do you carry? What do you carry? What do you carry? What do you carry? So you will no longer be stagnated again. You will no longer be stranded again. The power of God at work in you will subdue every forces. Hear me, after this, anywhere they will see you, they will go into hiding. Don't be surprised. There are certain colleagues from tomorrow, they can't look at your face. They can't look at your face. Don't be worried and don't be bothered. It's because of what they have seen inside you. The last attack that you suffered will be the last forever. The last molestation that you suffered will be the last forever. Why? Christ, the power and the wisdom of God is inside me. May you see this picture clearly. May you see this picture clearly. So from today, no more humiliation again. Why power? To subdue the enemy. To subdue the enemy and to recover every stolen item. And to recover. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Overtake them. And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, recover all. Hear me. Nothing will be left. You are recovering everything. Lost years, you recover them. Dignity will be recovered. Your family will be recovered. Your peace will be recovered. Your career will be recovered. Your business will be recovered. Let that amen show it. What is the authority for? To enforce restoration. To enforce restoration. To enforce restoration. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Luke 11, verse 21. When a strong man keepeth his palace, his goods are in good position. But when a stronger than them shall come upon him and overtake him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoil. Now, the question is, who is the stronger one here? Look at 1 John 4, verse 14. Let's see the stronger one. 1 John 4, verse 4. 1 John 4, verse 4. 1 John 4, verse 4, quickly. 1 John 4. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because what? Let's read it together. Greater is he that is in you. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. So the enemy is the strong. You are the stronger. But when the stronger keepers his palace, his goods are in peace and in safety. Hear me. From today, nobody dares your habitation again. Nobody dares your business again. Nobody dares your marriage again. Anyone behind your marriage trying to frustrate it, the vengeance of God will answer in their kind. The anger of one is inside you. So your goods are in safety. Your family is in safety. Your career is in safety. Hear me, whatever God has given to you will not be frustrated. Let the amen show it. But prayer and fasting is a covenant platform for empowerment. For empowerment, which engenders restoration. Prayer and fasting is a covenant platform which for empowerment, which engenders restoration. Restoration. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Luke 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out of him, fame of him, through all the region. The release of power resulted in visible influence. Visible influence. Visible influence. The impact was very obvious. Upon your return, it will be concluded that God's glory rests upon your life. God's glory rests upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. What fasting and prayer prepare for in secret, empowerment announces it in the public. So what you have done now, the empowerment is going to announce you. What you couldn't do before, by the hand of God upon your life, God will grant you speed. He will grant you speed. Therefore, in this service, expect all-round restoration. I say, expect all-round restoration. I say, expect all-round restoration. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall never be what? Cut off. God is bringing an end to that challenge. He is bringing an end to that frustration. He is bringing an end to that failure. For surely there is an end. Somebody say, there is an end. And my expectation shall never be cut off. It shall be a year of open door for you. Your door will be open. Miracle doors will be open. Career doors will be open. Settlement doors will be open. Family doors will be open. If that is you, the amen will be very loud. Expectation rooted in God's word cannot be terminated by circumstances. Expectation rooted in God's word can never be terminated by circumstances. So don't let the circumstances determine where God is taking you, but let the word of God determine it. Anything that you capture from the word, you have created a future for yourself. Begin to see yourself that this season will be a supernatural season for me. Everything will answer for me. It will answer for you. I say it will answer for you. Expectation keeps you standing. Keeps you standing. Keeps you standing. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, and what will happen to them? If you truly believe, your expectation will show it. Your expectation will show it. The way that you'll be talking from today will show it. The way that you'll be acting will show it. The way that you'll be thinking will show it. Because God cannot lie. Somebody say, my God cannot lie. Say that again. Say that again. Among others, prayer and fasting secures access to higher realms of the anointing. Higher realm of the anointing. Prayer and fasting secures access to higher realms of the anointing. Higher realms of the anointing. When you look at Isaiah 58, verse 6. Isaiah 58, verse 6. It's not this the fast that I've chosen. To loose the bands of wickedness and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. Every yoke against your life, today they will be humiliated. So the higher realm of anointing is stronger manifestation of power. Stronger manifestation. So now your power level has changed. Your authority level has changed. First, before then, you have to scream for the devil to leave. Now at your appearance, they go into hiding. Because your spiritual level has taken a new turn. That is why you must maintain that spiritual fervency. Maintain it. Maintain it. Maintain it. Because it is taking you into another realm. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. We saw when Jesus returned, the influence and the impact was known. Also, what does anointing also does? It distinguishes and elevates. It distinguishes and elevates. Psalm 92 verse 10. By my horn shall I exalt. like the horn of the unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. What again do we get from prayer and fasting? Access to revelation. Somebody say access to revelation. Access to revelation. Access to revelation. Outbreak of revelation that secures our restoration. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy head shall spring forth speedily. Revelation produces speed and accuracy. It produces speed and accuracy. Revelation is divine intelligence that eliminates trial and error. So today, from today, there will be no more trial and error in your life again. By what God will be showing you, God will grant you speed and he will grant you accuracy. God will grant you speed and he will grant you accuracy. God will grant you speed and he will grant you accuracy. What takes years by labor takes moment by revelation. What takes years by labor takes moment by revelation. It's what God shows a man that makes him a show. On this mountain, whatever God has shown you and is still showing you will dignify you. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I'm the Lord which teaches thee to profit and leadeth thee by the way which thou should go. What again can revelation do? It creates distinction. Somebody say it creates distinction. What God gives you, it makes you stand out among men. Look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 19. Daniel 2, verse 19. Revelation creates distinction. Daniel 2, verse 19. Then was a secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. That same revelation will be reaching out unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. What again do we get from prayer and fasting? Access to express answers to our prayers. Access to express answers to our prayers. Then shall you call, and the Lord would answer. I have good news for somebody. Every of your requests have been answered. Every of your requests have been answered. Look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew 7, verse 7. Look at the emphasis over here. Ask, and it shall, somebody, it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall, this is the emphasis. Then knock, and it shall be opened. So prayer guarantees response. It guarantees response. The word shall means it has committed me. I must bring it to pass. So every of your requests this is in, they have been answered in the name of Jesus Christ. What again do we get from prayer and fasting? Access to clarity of divine direction. Access to clarity of divine direction. Access to clarity of divine direction. Clarity eliminate confusion. Eliminate confusion and double-mindedness. It eliminate confusion and double-mindedness. Clarity prevents costly mistake. It produces confidence and stability. Confident and stability. So this season, God will guide you. Where you are meant to be, he will take you there. And where you are not meant to be, he will not lead you there. And anywhere God leads you into, it will be an open door break for you. Open door breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus Christ. What again do we gain? Access to higher realms of love for God. Access to higher realm of love for God. Access to higher realm of love for God. Now you could see that your love for God is on an increase. Some of you are not praying before, or you pray once a week. But this time you have been praying every day. That means the prayer and fasting has enhanced your love for God. Every week, at least one closer to God. Look at Isaiah 58, verse 14. Isaiah 58, verse 14. Then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of Birmingham. God will cause you to be celebrated. I say, God will cause you to be celebrated. But hear me, God does not respond to claim love. He responds to demonstrated love. He does not respond to claim. You love God, but it is not practical. That is not what God is looking for. Practical love obeys God. Practical love aligns with the instructions of God. May God give us the grace that this is in every instruction we align with it. In the name of Jesus Christ. What again do we have? Access to realms of sanctification. Somebody say sanctification. Realm of sanctification. As I said before, now you are very quiet. You can see that peace around you. You yourself, you can even feel it. That can see peace. Maintain it. Maintain it. Talking too much has always landed you into troubles. Now use the talking gift to pray more. That's why God gave you the talking, so that you can enhance it in a positive way. Talk to God more. It has brought serenity around you. Maintain it. Maintain that spiritual environment. Because it is a realm that God makes things work faster and faster for you. I see God granting us a visitation. But look at Isaiah 58 verse 8. The latter part, 58. He said, thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be what? Can you see? Righteousness before what? Glory. So without righteousness, there will be no glory. So if you want to taste the glory, maintain a righteous life. Isaiah 3 verse 10. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. Say to the righteous. Look at Psalm 5 verse 2. Psalm 5 verse 2. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, thou shalt what? Confirm, compass him like a shield. So maintain that spiritual sensitivity. And above all, access to restoration of our redemptive dignity. In this service, God will restore you. Anything stolen from you will be fully restored. Now say this after me. I am redeemed, a child of God, and restoration is my heritage in Christ. I'm redeemed, a child of God, and restoration is my heritage in Christ. By redemption, I recover everything the enemy stole from my life. I recover everything the enemy stole from my life. Jesus came that I may have life and have it restored in fullness. Now I declare this boldly. I declare that no loss is permanent in my destiny. Declare that again. No loss is permanent in my destiny. By the power of God, lost years, wasted effort, delayed season, I redeem. I redeem. Lost years, wasted effort, delayed season, I redeem. What the enemy meant for destruction, God is turning it into my restoration. What the enemy meant for destruction, God is turning into my restoration. I step into my season of full recovery. I step into my season of full recovery. And my divine compensation. And my divine compensation. My past is healed. My present is empowered. My future is secured. Rise to your feet and begin to appreciate God. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Anything lost, you have recovered them. Thank God for the restoration. Thank God for restoring your career, for restoring your business, for restoring your marriage, for restoring your family. Somebody give him all the thanks. 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 He said, as you go, you are not going empty-handed. You will recover with substance. Somebody thank him. You have overtaken. You have recovered. You are moving forward. Give him all the thanks. Thank him and thank him for the restoration of your family, restoration of your career, restoration of your business, restoration of your children. If I were you, I would thank him the more. Give all thanks unto him. Thank him and thank him. Bless his holy name. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Anything that you have recovered today is remain permanent. Your family is recovered. Amen. Your children, they will come back home. Amen. Your career will never be tempered with. Amen. Anything meant for your evil will turn to your restoration. Amen. And it will not come empty-handed. It will come with divine compensation. Amen. Whatever that is to you will be released unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now we are going to pray.
for everyone. But before God's servant comes in, God is in a hurry to restore his people. He's in a hurry. Don't forget, it is only the righteous that it shall be well with them. Only the righteous. If you are not right, it will not be right. You can't change it. Even the English word, I align with it. You are not right, you can't be right. God is ready to restore you. If you are not tired, the situation is even tired of you. Things are not changing because you have not changed. But this service, God wants to restore anything that has been lost in your life. But until he's there, the power and the wisdom of God is inside you. The stronger one cannot manifest through you. You will be beaten every day. You can fast 40 days, 50 days, 60 days. If you are not connected, it's a danger. It can come back at you. But the good news is that we are fasted, and we are fasted in the right way. God wants to restore you now. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, we say, Jesus, I need that connectivity with you now. I have tried. Things have not worked. I've tried. The bank is owing me. People are owing me. Nobody seems to be taking interest of returning back the money. But when the greater one is inside you, it takes over your battle and begin to fight your battles for you. With our eyes closed, with our help, I say, Jesus, I need that connectivity with you. Lift up your right hand boldly. I want to pray with you. Nobody is looking at you. You need to be restored. So if I were you, I would lift up my right hand. Because Jesus is in a hurry in this service to restore you. Lift it up boldly, because I want to see your hand so that I can pray with you now, wherever you are. Lift it up boldly, wherever you are. Lift it up boldly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You have lifted up your right hand. Please take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. Come to the altar now. Don't let anybody confuse you. Your hand is up. Make your way to the altar now quickly. Make your way to the altar, to where I am standing now. Come to the altar now so that I can pray with you now. You lifted up your right hand. You need that personal encounter, that personal touch with Jesus. Take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. Church, celebrate Jesus as they come now. Come to the altar now. We are waiting for you now. God is in a hurry to restore. He is in a hurry to restore. He is in a hurry to restore. To restore your family, to restore your business, to restore your career, and above all, to restore your life unto himself. Take that bold step now. 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 Come and join them now. God is ready to restore you. He is ready to restore you. He is ready to restore you. Take that bold step. Come to the altar now. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those of us in front, God bless you for taking this bold step. And I can assure you, after the prayers this afternoon, you'll see dramatic change in your life. You'll witness it, and you'll stand on this altar to share your testimony. Put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, restore me to glory and dignity. Help me, Jesus, to live above sin. Help me, Jesus, to live for you. Thank you for the grace that you have released upon me today. I promise to serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Upon this confession, I pray for you. The blessings of today will answer for you, and they will speak in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Your life has been restored. Christ has gained access into your life. Whatever used to bring you down will no longer locate you again. By your new standing with Christ, you are declared overcomer. You are declared a victor. No more downtown again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you. God bless you. One of our pastors is waving his hand over there on my right hand side. We'll have a brief moment of your time, then you'll come back and join us. Church, put your hands together unto Jesus. Make it bigger, bigger and louder.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.com. www.thegracechurch.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.